You know, in high school, was lucky enough to be drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 17th round of the Major League Baseball draft. Drafted as a pitcher, played 3 years in their system. Struggled through a lot of things. Developed the yips, kind of lost my fastball. Battled with that for 3 years, you know, tried a lot of things to try to right that. Ended up calling one of my good buddies from back home. He ended up getting me in contact with Steve Spurrier Jr., which helped me walk on at South Carolina. But, you know, having the ability to be drafted in one sport and now in a couple months my second sport, and I'm just humbled and blessed to be in this situation. The biggest thing that I take from my experiences from baseball, you know, as hard as it was and what I went through in those three seasons, you know, it's made me a pretty resilient person. You know, I was pretty much at the bottom of the sports world, stayed in the rookie league for 3 years, but, you know, battled my way out, made a life change, and, you know, I've brought myself to this situation. Yes, sir. Couldn't even play catch on, like, the foul line, just how, like, kids do. Just kind of, I don't know what it was. My first season was fine. You know, kind of went through, actually did really well my first season. Then I came back and kind of developed that, but, you know, it's pretty bizarre.
How long did you take trying to figure out the source of it, trying to fix it? What different steps did you take?
I went and saw numerous psychiatrists, sports therapists, you know, tried to find the root of it. But, you know, to this day, you know, haven't really figured out what happened, but happy to be where I'm at. I haven't tried, to be completely honest. I haven't even gone near a baseball field. I would like to see where it's at, you know. Not having the pressure of being in it, maybe it'd be different, but, you know, I like being on a football field now.
Obviously, you have no problem catching the football.
No, sir, none at all.
What do you hear? What are you expecting in the draft? What are you hearing?
A lot of speculation with stuff like that. You know, I've heard first round, I've heard second round, I've heard third, I've heard fourth. I just try to let all that stuff work itself out and, you know, perform well on the field here tomorrow, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Is it widely regarded as a deep tight end draft class? What sets you apart from your peer group?
You know, I think it's my sure-handedness. You know, I dropped one pass in 3 years at South Carolina. My speed, you know, I'm hoping to run in the 4.5s tomorrow. That's what I've been training at. And just my physicality. You know, I've tried, you know, my run blocking could obviously be better. I think I could say that about a lot of things, but, you know, I think my physicality and my want-to in the blocking game also separates me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I pitched in that game. I believe that that was probably that must have been a fall league of 2014 because I came back for the next spring training and they tried me at hitting. And, you know, I kind of saw the writing on the wall, you know, wanted to make a change.
Have you restarted the formal and informal interviews?
Yes, sir.
How about formal interviews? Have you met with the
Saints? Not yet. I believe I have actually 11 of those tonight. I haven't checked out the rooms yet, but that might be one of them. I actually met with Coach Nussmeier last night. They just hired him as the tight ends coach in the informal meeting room. Haven't had a formal with him yet, though. I mean, to be able to be on a team with a Hall of Famer and I can, you know, pick his brain about his experiences in the NFL, I mean, that would be absolutely amazing if I could be on a team like that.
How about Meyer?
Yes, sir. I met with him 2 nights ago.
Things are pretty open there at tight end at the moment. That is a better opportunity.
You know, if I had the ability to stay in Florida, Florida boy, born and raised, so, I mean, having that possibility is kind of huge. Like you said, it's open down there. You know, whatever team I get on and takes me in the draft, I'm excited to compete.
How do you feel about your ability to play in line, out wide, in the slot, et cetera, and move across the field?
You know, I think I've showed, you know, on my tape that, you know, when I'm flexed out wide, you know, I'm able to, you know, change the game for our offense. Looking to take that to whatever team drafts me, you know, I think that's kind of what I specialize in. But in the run game, you know, I love being physical. I love hitting people. That's why I made the switch from baseball. You know, if I can just sharpen up some techniques, you know, I think I'm going to be able to change my game and take it to the next level.
Have you gotten to meet with Philadelphia or the Eagles at all?
No, sir, not yet.
Does your age work for you? There's a maturity you have, but on the other hand, maybe not the projectability that a younger
Mm-hmm. You know, the age thing is something that I've heard over the past couple weeks. From my personal opinion, I don't really buy into it. You know, I played 1 year of high school football. You know, I don't have the wear and tear that some of these guys do. You know, I played 2 full seasons at South Carolina. And in my opinion, you know, I'm just kind of tapping into what I've been able to do as a football player. You know, in two short seasons in South Carolina, I was able to be named first team All-SEC. You know, and I think that's just the beginning of what I'm going to be able to do. As far as the settings, you know, I definitely have a little bit of a different perspective. You know, haven't been interviewed before, been on the professional minor league platform. Makes things like this a little bit easier. Yes, sir. The first night I met with him. Formal. Yes, sir. No. My family's from Pittsburgh. Yes, sir. Monroeville. My dad was born up there. No, sir. They moved down when he was 8 years old to Jacksonville, and then they've been there since. I rooted for both the Jags and the Steelers growing up. I was torn, man. That was tough. You know, my family was all rooting for them, but I, you know, later on, I tried not to play favorites because eventually I'll be playing for one of the 32 teams. So, not yet, not formally, no, sir. I won't tell y'all what he says to players verbatim to kind of, you know, get them moving forward, but I couldn't imagine it being any worse.